رحمة الله، تقبل الله طاعتكم إن شاء الله. Today's sunnah that we're talking about comes from Ayah 47 of Surah Al-Rum, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ فَجَاءُوهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it's this last phrase in the ayah that articulates the sunnah for us. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of this ayah that it is incumbent, that Allah made it incumbent upon Himself that He aid and give victory and support to the believers. Now, a little bit of background of when this verse was revealed and the surah that it was revealed in. Surah Ar-Rum was revealed in the year that the Muslims had to leave Medina to go to Habasha. This is during the hardest time in Mecca. So there is extreme torture, there's a threat of death, and the Prophet ﷺ allows the weakest among the Muslims to go to Abyssinia. This is a weak point for the believers. During this same year, there was another major battle that took place in the world between the Sassanid Empire from Persia and the Roman Empire in Byzantium. And the Sassanids were devastating the Christians. And during this year, there was a debate between Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and one of the leaders of Quraysh, that the leaders of Quraysh were taking pride in the fact that the Zoroastrians, the fire worshippers, were defeating the people of the book, the Christians. And so he was boasting to Abu Bakr, "Do you see what's happening in the world? We are above you here, and the fire worshippers are above the Christians in between the world superpowers." Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals a verse at the opening of this surah saying that the Romans were just defeated and they will overcome the Sassanids fi bid'i sanin, in a period less than 10 years, but more than 3, and most of the ulama say bid'a means 3, 6 or 9. And so Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu entered into a wager. This is before gambling was made haram. He entered into a wager with this Qurashi that the Romans, because the Quran predicted it, would overcome the Sassanids again in 3 years. So Abu Bakr was betting. The Quran said that they're going to win. I'm betting that it's going to happen. And he went back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him what happened. And our beloved messenger told him, the Quran said bid'ah, so increase it to 10 years. That it could happen within the 10 years, but it will happen for sure. 8 years went by, and the Sassanids continued to devastate the Christians. So much so that it was believed that the Christians were at the end of their life. And in those 8 years, the attacks on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam got significantly worse and harder and harder and harder, until finally Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to do hijrah to Medina. Then in the 9th year, the Romans surprised the Sassanids with an attack from their rear that devastated them. And the power switched. So before that battle, one of the major devastations that happened to the Christians was that the cross from the Church of the Holy Sepulchre that was believed to be the original cross of Isa was captured by the Sassanids. During this sneak attack, the Christians took over the main fire that the Sassanids worshipped. In that same year, there was a major battle that took place between Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Quraysh. And that was the Battle of Badr, which was a resounding victory for the believers. Now, fascinatingly enough, in Surah Ar-Rum, Allah says that in 9 years, two things will happen. The Christians will overcome the Sassanids, and on that day, the believers will be in a state of extreme joy and celebration. And so Allah predicted to perfection, even though the Muslims were in the depth of difficulty and loss when this ayah was revealed, Allah predicted with perfection in less than 10 years, both the Christians and the Muslims would win. It was in this surah, that this sunnah, that where Allah says that it is incumbent upon Allah to give aid and victory to the believers, this is the surah that it's revealed in. When the Prophet ﷺ is at his weakest point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, "I am going to be there for you because I made it incumbent upon me to be there for you." And in fact, every single story in the Quran of previous nations tells us about the aid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the believers. Now the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks very different from prophet to prophet. For some, like Prophet Nuh alayhi salam or Prophet Lut alayhi salam, their aid came by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely destroying their people. For some, like Yusuf alayhi salam, his aid came by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowing him to, after all that was done with him, come to raise the ranks and have great power in the land and have his people and his family follow him. For some prophets, they were killed by their people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gave them victory by eventually destroying their people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in other ayat, إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that verily the people of taqwa will have the great end and the great victory at the end. The sunnah here is, no matter what's going on right now in this moment, Allah will eventually give victory and aid to the believers. And so, as the ulama say, the most important thing we can do to prepare ourselves for victory, we have to do everything else. We have to prepare strategically, we have to prepare monetarily, we have to prepare in terms of our ilm, in terms of our intellect, in terms of our strength, everything we can, we have to gather. But nothing is more important than making sure that you are categorized as a mu'min عند Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tells us what that looks like. So your salah is paramount for the believers. When Allah describes the believers in the Quran, the salah is always one of the greatest things. Coupled with the salah is the zakat that you give, that you protect your tongue and your private parts from that which is haram, that you live a moral life believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do these things, Allah's aid will come. No matter how weak you are, eventually Allah's aid will come. So if you want to see this ummah get past all the difficulties that it's in, we have to do all of the political maneuvering, we have to do all of the military prep work, we have to do all the monetary prep work, all of that has to happen. But nothing is more vital or more important than the believers actually rectifying their affairs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because ultimately, victory only comes from Allah. Whoever Allah gives aid to will be victorious. If we want the aid of Allah, we only have to make sure that we're believers and Allah has made it incumbent upon Him that He will be with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be from the generation that sees this ummah rectified in its state, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with our brothers and sisters that are oppressed around the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change the hal of this ummah to the best of hals. Wa jazakum Allah khair wa taqabbar Allah minkum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.